shaped sort of like your eye is. It's a larger nut.
The almonds.
Okay. Okay, fine. Okay, what do you call the kind of fruit that makes juice, the kind of juice?
Orange juice, oranges.
Okay.
Apples makes juice, apple juice.
But most people for breakfast just have orange juice.
Yes, sir.
Okay. What are the little red vegetables that are a little hot and grow in the ground?
Hot peppers?
No, they grow under the ground. You have to pull them off like a carrot. Little round red things about this big.
Never heard of that.
Oh, they're hot. They're white inside. Red on the outside, white inside.
Oh, like a potato?
No.
In the ground or above the ground?
They're much whiter than that.
On the bush?
No, they're only about...
I'm going to say Mexican.
This big around, and they grow about this high from the ground, 3 or 4 inches. You pull them off like a carrot, and there's just one on the bottom of it. Just about
a little round one.
Yeah. You sometimes eat them in a tossed salad, for instance. You can slice them up and eat them in a tossed salad. They're a little hot. Not as hot as a pepper.
Now, what you mean is a word for them. I can't press it. A raised pepper, and I can't tell you that one.
Huh? Okay, well, we'll come back to that. Okay, what do you call the round red things that have so many seeds in them that grow in a bush in the garden?
Sunflower seed?
No, you make tomato, you make ketchup out of them.
Tomatoes?
Okay. What do you call them if they're small tomatoes? They don't grow any bigger than this, say. Do you grow many of them around here? You know, usually tomatoes get at least as big as a cue ball, and sometimes even larger.
Yeah, even larger.
But there's some species that don't get near that big.
Sometimes. Miniature, I think.
Okay. You ever use the term Tommy toes?
No, it's not heard of here in this country.
No. And that's why I was, my dad to Mississippi always called them Tommy toes. That's the term I had. They're just about that big. You just pop them in your mouth.
Yeah.
That's what you do to them. They're sometimes a little sweeter than the bigger tomatoes. Okay, along with the steak, you might have a baked...
potato.
Okay. What's the kind of potato that has yellow meat to it?
Sweet potato.
Okay. And what kinds of sweet potatoes are there?
It's yam. Arkansas yellow potatoes. Arkansas yellow.
What's the difference between those two?
Well, they color a dark yellow, and then there's a light yellow.
Which one is a yam?
Yam's is a yellow.
Is a darker one?
Yams are the darker, yes.
Okay. What's the vegetable has a strong odor? It makes tears come out of your eyes.
Garlic.
Well, what's garlic made from?
It grows like an onion.
Okay, what are the little fresh ones that you eat that come up in the spring?
Shallots, onions.
Okay. What are some of the vegetables that you can put in soup?
Well, you can put corn. You can put beans. Almost any kind of vegetable, except cabbage or something like that.
Okay, well, what would you put in gumbo, for instance? What all kinds of vegetables would you put in gumbo?
I guess meats of all kinds, I guess. If you want to put meats in it, you can make soup, you can put meat in soup. You